This week, Shell Chemical finally announced it would build a multi-billion dollar ethane cracker in Beaver County. The petrochemical plant will use natural gas from the Marcellus and Utica shales in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia to make plastics. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has been keeping an eye on the anticipated plan to build a plant in our region and this latest announcement. Reed, first, what's an ethane cracker?
So natural gas, when it comes out of the ground, is actually not one particular thing. It's a lot of things. It's a mixture of different gases and liquids. Most of it is methane, the stuff that you burn in your house, on your stove, and in your furnace. Some of it is stuff called ethane. Ethane is really useful for the petrochemical industry because when you convert it into another chemical called ethylene, you can make a whole kingdom of chemicals and plastics and products that we use literally every day, probably every minute of your day, you're using something that has ethylene in it. So the ethane cracker will take this ethane from Pennsylvania and the region and convert it into ethylene and then convert that part of it into polyethylene, which is the stuff that your milk bottle is made, for instance.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way.
Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Shell's announcement was met with enthusiasm by area business leaders and by the governor. It's being touted as a big job creator for the region. What's the projected economic benefit here?
So it's supposed to create, at its peak, 6,000 construction jobs. And really, that's only at sort of the very zenith of construction work. The average will be about 2,500 construction jobs in Beaver County over 4 years. Still, that's a massive construction site. That's, you know, these are fairly high paying jobs and they'll sort of definitely spur other types of employment in the region. So for this to kind of happen on Tom Wolf's watch was good luck for him, maybe. I spoke with him about it the day of the announcement and he told me he was elated when he first got the call on a conference call with people from Shell that they were actually going to pull the trigger. They've been talking about this for 5 years. And here's what he said about it.
The most overused term, I guess, is game changer, especially when it comes to this project. But this is actually the case. I think this is one of the biggest investments that has been made in this part of the world since World War II.
And other people have made the case that this is really, we have seen nothing like this in Western Pennsylvania since the demise of the steel industry. And when you think about it, it's probably true. I mean, big, huge industrial facility, lots of smokestacks, pipes, lots of jobs that you don't need to go to a four-year college to do that pay pretty well and can support families. That is sort of the hope of this project, at least among officialdom in Western Pennsylvania.
I hear smokestacks, so I'm thinking, what do environmentalists think about this?
They're not so keen on it. You know, the cracker itself will be one of the biggest producers of VOCs in the region. Now, VOCs, just to back up, are chemicals that produce smog when heated in sunlight. Enviros are definitely worried about it. They want more monitoring around the plant. Shell so far has not said that it would do that. And so the environmental groups are appealing Shell's air quality permit.
This region already has trouble meeting air quality standards.
So what Shell has to do because of that, they've got to basically say, okay, we're adding X amount of pollution. They actually have to buy pollution reduction credits from other facilities in the region. And they basically have to buy 115% of the pollution that they're projected to make.
You've been looking at and reporting on the petrochemicals industry in the Gulf Coast for our show. What's the potential impact of having this kind of facility in a community like the one where they are building in Beaver County?
That's a great question. And I think that's the question we all kind of want to know is, yes, it will create jobs, but will the environmental costs be high? Will they make the overall quality of life in the region, not just that particular township where the plant is going to go, worse? You know, in the Gulf Coast, you do see a lot of environmental impacts from the chemical industry. It basically dominates the landscape to a large degree. The chemical industry has a lot of sway with the, you know, the local and state governments there. So they are seen to get their way when they run up against environmental concerns or local community concerns. So it's just something to watch for. It's sort of, there's a risk reward there. These are high paying jobs, but, you know, frankly, some of the chemical plant jobs are dangerous because these are, chemicals are dangerous. To me, that's the metaphor, is that there's risk, but there's also reward. I hate to say this, but we'll find out, I guess, as we continue on the path here.
Okay, well, we'll be relying on you to keep us informed. Thanks, Reed.
I'll be right here. Thanks, Kara.
Reed Frazier is the Allegheny Front's energy reporter. You can find more of his reporting on Shell's plan to build an ethane cracker in Beaver County at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.